that grammar thing, I think it looks better. What do people say? Yeah? Okay.
In the next chapter, then section 3A, where we've added now proviso. This is where suspension of any circumstances is done, but this is specifically providing for the regional court in part one method. Where it's saying they now find that substantial spending circumstances do exist and they want to impose sentences less than life but more than their current jurisdiction allows them. Then the provider reads as follows, provided that if the regional court imposes such a lesser sentence in respect of an offense referred to in part one of Table 2, it shall, in the case of the first offender having jurisdiction to impose imprisonment for a period not even sentence, have jurisdiction for not exceeding 20 years, for a second offender being such a thing, not exceeding 25 years, and for a third or subsequent offender, not the period not exceeding 30 years. This is the full record for my time. And it's the scenario where it's part two, three, or four of things in the regional court field. So I explained to the committee to decide if the interest in the current jurisdiction or the difference between that.
Current jurisdiction.
I think
part two that 5 years can save
option one is as you satisfy the committee to change subsection AA and the three ground subsection to make it clear that it's this ground in itself that the court should not take into account. And then the second option was as was introduced. So the first option would now read, when imposing a sentence in respect of the sentence of rape, the sentence of the following circumstances shall not in or of itself constitute substantial and compelling circumstances justifying the imposition of a lesser sentence. And then the three circumstances stay the same, except the third one is also amended to say any close personal relationship instead of just any relationship.
So those are the changes that we are going to change.
And then option two is just as justified.
Ever after dating and so on, that's a problem.
different on the flip side of the point that you made, situations where you have been a very successful relationship, and yet the relationship is so brutal that you cannot find comprehension. What it boils down to is trying to give criteria to the judge. The only criteria that is actually a valid one that takes into account all the factors. And that is what the edition is going to do. They train people like that. And that's what they do. And I want to say, on the borderline, I'm not convinced yet that it is our constitution of bordering on the fine line between the legislature and the judge by saying this you may not take, that you may not take. We're already on that line with the prescribed minimum sentence, but we know that on this side of the line, not on the line. Then we start to crawl further on that line, and pull further on that line. And that would be very bad. In the first decision.
Very bad, Dr. Dalton. It's quite nice, but it's very bad that people find these circumstances. I mean, you can't say to me that somebody's ability not to take them into account in administration. This is what's happening, let's be honest. I mean,
but now we're not excluding that. Yes, I agree.
So the issue is, to what extent can we, as you say, make inroads into that discussion without necessarily crossing the line when it comes to the inherent discretion of the judiciary? I mean, there are some things, I think, that should never be taken into account as substantial inquiry. Some things that we should. Such as somebody in a racist views on race. I mean,
then we must also do it in case of murder or robbery or whatever. I agree, absolutely. Then we must also take it into account in what's our life, in my culture, what's the view of murder or robbery or theft.
Precisely, and we don't ever do that. We don't ever justify those kinds of crimes when it comes to taking
I would say that I think the problem with race is that from a society,
I'm going to go to the next one. And not quite as exciting as it was. It's going to be very interesting also because from a sort of nine to a two. And the other person's in the class. I don't like my colleagues have only myself to do.
Well, I'm going to get that one. And you don't have any money.
The point I was going to make is I think that Dr. Dolphard raised the point that, well, why don't we exclude it from crimes of robbery and murder? But I think the difference with Ray is, usually it has shown, or the presiding officer has shown, in judgment over the years, a confusion, particularly with how to deal with crime and rape and their own actions of crime and rape. Whereas I think on the issue of murder, robbery, the general consensus that there's some kind of mediation on the part of the Swedish officers. I think the relationship between the accused and the complainant is a difficult one. And I think it's particularly difficult when you find women pinned on the image of the victim. I remember one incident of a similar case where it wasn't an assault, not a rape. But I mean, the guy basically burned his girlfriend with hot iron. The difficulty was that he was putting her in barbecue. He was putting her in barbecue. So she was completely dependent on him. And it's very difficult in a situation like that. But that's largely up, I think, to the complaint. So I think the way the option is to trace of this in of itself sharp conduct. So if you do have a situation where the complainant says, look, I don't want him to get I would like him to try to find something, I want him to get the extended, that can then be looked at together with the relationship. That's not excluded. And I think those are the kinds of ones that you do. But it is very difficult because I think the balance is, as you say, worse if you're in a position of trust. You're living together and you treat somebody like, they're a punchbag or something. But you don't, but things are very difficult for women in those positions. But I don't think having this in makes it any more difficult. I think it's still the option then for the complainant to put their view as part of the case, I would sort of find the key to those options.
Thanks, John. Pretty much covered by Jay, but just to maybe add that it might be useful if we actually go back to those cases that we looked at last year. Just put some art and give them the different opinions to see what judges are doing on average.
Yeah.
Provided that the court shall not impose such lesser sentence in cases where the victim and the complainant suffered severe physical injury. In other words, look at this from the steps and not from the complainant's what happened. Now look at the consequences of that, right? And say, where there is severe physical or mental injury to the complaint, you will, Mr. Court, impose the shall. Except in the compelling circumstances. But that is in front of us. You cannot find compelling circumstances. Even if you find compelling circumstances, and there is a huge injury, other mental injury, you do that care what it is. In other words, there is a huge difference. To escape minimum circumstances, or the court must find. But even if there is compelling circumstances in the view of the court and there was serious injury, mental or physical, then you back to
we're still looking at options on Facebook page. Then maybe, because I'm also having a bit of difficulty following on self-board, maybe what you should do is draft it and have it continue as an option and then we can look at it. I'm also not sure if we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
In subsection 1 or 2, imposes the minimum sentence prescribed in those subsections on a child who is 16 years of age or older but under the age of 18 years at the time of the commission of the act which constitutes the offense in question. It must make a finding that no substantial and compelling circumstances exist, justifying the imposition of a lesser sentence. And enter the reasons for finding on the record of the decision.
use mark, and then you use section three, or you use sharp. My attempt is very easy to use sharp.
Section 3A is now got that mark. So we change the make to mark.
what is it for?
Parents.
Yeah.
Mm.
It does
for 25 years.
The short.
The problem is that they don't apply it. Because when we ask the stats, for example, on how many people are actually serving minimum sentences in prison, they're not able to give us the stats. Which means that they're obviously not applying the legislation. And so when you say, you know, we've been done with the purposes on all the issues, it doesn't matter if it's just on the stats, it's not minimum sentences. So, basically, minimum sentences are treated exactly the same as other sentences. But this is specifically for children. My dilemma is that on the one hand, I think that that's the way to go. But my worry is that you could have a judicial officer who will say, you are sentenced tonight, but you'll spend 2 years behind bars before you're eligible for parole, and then you'll have another person, a young person, who's maybe sentenced in terms of the next category to 20 years for a person. And that would be a lesser sentence in terms of the schedule, but you'll have to then serve a long sentence despite the fact that the government is so that could be the effect. And if the judiciary then misapplies the discretion, then we back to say one trying to pull back the So at this stage, I think what I'm going to do is I'm not going to ask you to draft anything concretely in the book, but I just want people to think about it a little bit and think about the possibility of including something like that, but maybe even drafting it in such a way to say that
I might as well,
but that sentence can't be
made for the public. Chair, that's the one example I came to the committee that they do in Canada, in their criminal code, that they sentence for life persons under 18 and then agrees as follows. Person second degree murder, a person under 18 shall be sentenced to life imprisonment without eligibility for parole until the person has A. There's such period between 5 and 7 years as specified by a judge, or if no period is specified, 5 years. In the case of a person who was under the age of 16 at the commission of the offense, to have its own difference in their legislation applies from 14 to our position from 16. Is that much to
okay.
The B option is 10 years in the case of a person convicted of first degree murder was 16 or 17 years at the age of the time of the commission of the offense. So that is the specific year 17 for the equivalent of one option.
But that is an option, and I think we must seriously consider such an option. I think we'll in any case give the judiciary the ability to pronounce on the issue of the I think that that's quite an important prospect, particularly in respect to younger people. And maybe this is going to, but you see, the problem here is that they have practiced, the legislature has practiced, what the minimum is, not the younger people. You can give the discretion upwards, maybe that's how we should do it. It takes the absolute lowest thing, the trade of the judicial officers. About that, I don't know. What's the draft something? The draft something for us in the book of the book. I think that's my question. Anybody have views in contrary experience?
The next chapter is subsection 5A, where we insert the word minimum in terms of the version of a minimum. This deals with suspension of sentence. So we're now deleting B, which would have been a new addition to the original act. We're taking it out again, where the suspension of sensitive both in terms of subject from which is 4%, not more than half of this. We're taking all the fluids, lemons, everything, which is kind of reverting back to the original position, and we're just making it clear for like the answer positions where people were confused as to whether this is a minimum sentence or not, so we're calling it a minimum sentence to 5%. Four cases for 18 year old in the military. Now this act applies to everybody in all cases 16 and above. So especially it's going to really start to like it did before. Whoever applies to a child below the age of 16 has no very jurisdiction, does not apply to the effect of an accused person who is under the age of 16 years to find permission of an offense contemplated in subsection 1 of 2. That means that it can't apply to
accused person, can you be an accused who's not a person?
Yeah.
No, because
I'm
thinking
that
we
don't agree. But as I said, to my reading of it was accused person is being used where before the person has been found guilty, person is used where afterwards in this, whether it's right or not. And otherwise, if you just have an accused and then you've got a person, then I think it will get complicated. So I'm saying leave it as it is.
I don't think we should be doing that. I don't think we should have to do that. that word is in that way. Where the court in terms of 52A and 52B has committed, then it has pursued in the High Court as it does not work. They have not used that application in the two of the
formerly that could be changed to large in the High Court, now that it's in the
and they say something about the High Court. What did they say? Oh, this is the thing. Okay. What else do we have?
The following is on that same on page 8, the amendment of part 4 of section 2. The section of 85 where previously part 4 applied to offences of part 1 where we use the guidance in the commission of those things. But in part of in schedule 1 to CPA you have things like arson or fraud or coinage where you could never use the guidance. So now it's just putting taking from schedule 1 a specific one that could always have done with the gun and putting it in a new schedule 2, so it's just a clean update this one.
Now let me see that I understand it. What we've done previously in schedule 4, the only thing was, remember there is a schedule 1 of offences in the criminal law, criminal procedure act. That's like your most famous crime before the schedule came. And what we did in schedule, in part 4 of that, which is like your letter of the previous country, remember we have part 1, 2, 3, and we have 4. In 4, we didn't list what those crimes are. If you look at part 1, 2, and 3, we've actually listed what the specific nature of each crime is. But in 4, all we did was we referred to schedule 1 of the criminal procedure act, and we said, we have begun to use in the first place. The problem is that in Schedule 1 you have things like fraud. And if you think about whether in fraud you would use a gun to perpetrate fraud, well, there's something called coinage stuff. This is coinage. I'm not sure what that is. I don't think we use coinage in any case. So, those kinds of things can't really use a gun to perpetrate those kinds. So all they've now done is they've taken those crimes where you can actually perpetrate such a crime using a gun and actually listed it. Am I right? And I'm no longer confused and this will be those crimes. Treason, sedition, public violence, robbery, kidnapping. Something assault when a dangerous wound is inflicted with a firearm. Breaking or entering any premises, whether under the common law or statutory provision, when it was intended to commit an offense, escape from law school or custody where the person concerned is in church custody in respect of any offense referred to schedule 1 of the criminal procedure act or is in such custody in respect of the offense. I have no comment about escaping from lawful custody because of that intention. Okay. You think those are the signs where there's the problem? Okay, members, if you want to have a look at that, go and look at Schedule 1 of the Criminal Act. See if you think you can perpetrate a crime of coinage with a gun. You may be able to. Well, ask the Boromah people. I mean, they
season with a rocket launcher.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the sort of what you think. I mean,
no, but that is the whole idea of your pathway. Remember, these are signs that don't occur anywhere else, and then you put a certain pathway. In other words, they exclude it. So your path one has got your jingle fleet and the rocket launchers, your nuclear bombs, your... The point of the matter is the Navy people still charge you. And you're not changing it with what they're saying. You're just making it neater. So that you're not referring to the whole of the schedule and then they definitely sign for the continent. Word and incentive, substitution policy or amendment to such
The current actually the prosecution policy or amendments to tax policy must be included in the report on you. So that's why we kept the same one and we stuck to three when we dropped the prosecution policy or amendments to tax policy. We're adding substitute for the same provision. And now, since it's only the funds that have come to find them with the data.
Thank you.
given any deadline of 3 weeks, but it's like 4 weeks within 3 months, and it will follow the government for the constant process as well.
Thank you.
model what they've got, let them again have a bit of a debate on this other thing, if people have new ideas and so on, and trying to talk about that. And then, maybe we don't sit on Thursday, but we will definitely sit on Friday with the other people. Waiting for confirmation from some of the people who've made permission to be sent by. And they'll know today if that's true, but we, even if all of them come and confirm that they come, we'll still finish reasonably at 42 months. Okay, so we'll definitely be sitting on Friday. Let's just tomorrow at 9:30. Let's see what the doctor can talk for us. Let's first deliberate on those issues that we've come done over. And I think we'll be able to finalize this.